Mr. Kelly, thank you for taking some time to join us today.
Glad to, but Winston, please, Mr. Kelly's retired and lives on the coast.
Now, I understand that you're awfully busy this week, and with all that's going on related to racing in Charlotte, I'm not surprised. Can I ask you where you're headed today? We're talking to you on a cell phone in your car.
Yeah, we're headed to Raleigh, along with Molly Hedrick, who is our Director of Communications for the Charlotte Regional Visitors Authority, and Mike Butts, who leads Visit Charlotte, and headed up to the legislature where they're going to have a tire-changing contest, going to meet with Karen Ray, who leads the Motorsports Caucus, and support of Tourism Week. So it's just a way to highlight the incredible economic impact that motorsports has in North Carolina, over $6 billion and $4.5 billion of that right here in the Charlotte region.
How much of your work these days is spent doing the nuts and bolts of getting the Hall of Fame built, and how much of it is this kind of goodwill PR campaign raising awareness about the NASCAR Hall of Fame coming to Charlotte?
Oh, God. From a percentage standpoint, I would say probably 75% on the nuts and bolts of the NASCAR Hall of Fame, working with the project team, the city of Charlotte, who's overseeing the activities, our exhibit design team, who was in last week, and we had them down in Darlington as an example, and then about 25% speaking to groups. A lot of that this week, several of the race teams, along with NASCAR, have some of their sponsors in, and we'll be talking to them. The NASCAR Members Club will be visiting with them. So the percentage of PR work, if you will be a little bit higher over the next couple of weeks, but overall, I'd say 75-80% the nuts and bolts of the activities to work on the building itself, the exhibit design, and also begin looking at some of the operational components.
And I'm sure it's no coincidence that you say over the next few weeks you'll be doing more PR work just because of all of the activity going on related to the All-Star Race and the Coca-Cola 600 at the Speedway, and you're unveiling the logo this week. Can you briefly describe it for us?
No, to be honest with you, no. But, you know, there's some elements in it, of course, you know, as one might expect. NASCAR will be prominently displayed as it is the NASCAR Hall of Fame. And then, you know, if you've seen the building itself, there's a distinctive component of the building that'll be somewhere included in the logo. But we encourage folks to come out and the media to come out at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Bobcats Arena, and then we'll also be unveiling it to the entire crowd that'll be a part of the NASCAR Nextel Pit Crew Challenge tomorrow night around 8 o'clock between a couple of the rounds in the pit crew competition.
How did you come up with it?
We looked at a number of different scenarios, had input from a lot of the folks in NASCAR, up to and including Brian France, who was involved and ultimately signed off on it. And we were looking for something that would be long-lasting, that would represent the history of the sport, that would also represent the building and be distinctive. So it was a process that included our organization, the CRVA, the Hall of Fame staff, and significant help and input from the folks at NASCAR, whose marketing background and whose brand awareness is second to none. So, you know, it was a tremendous team effort. So we're really excited about it.
The month of May is important for a lot of reasons to race fans in Charlotte, but in the future, once the Hall of Fame gets built and opens up, what will the month of May mean to the Hall of Fame?
Well, it's when we're targeting doing our induction ceremony. We've talked to NASCAR, and actually NASCAR initiated the concept that the induction ceremony would be in conjunction with race weeks. Now, you know, they're stopping short of saying that the All-Star race will stay in Charlotte indefinitely. That's something that's determined on a year-to-year basis. But one scenario would have an induction ceremony process and several activities around induction throughout the All-Star weekend. So just continue to grow the sport here in the area.